Longtime movie producer Dino De Laurentiis has died. He was 91. His pictures ranged from Oscar winners to exploitation films, Fellini's La Strada to Conan the Barbarian. De Laurentiis began his career in Italy during World War II. He moved to Hollywood in the 1970s and ultimately produced more than 160 films. Bob Mondello offers this remembrance.
Start with a list, just a few of the dozens of directors Dino De Laurentiis created films with. Ingmar Bergman, Federico Fellini, John Huston, Roberto Rossellini, King Vidor, Robert Altman, a pair of influential Sidneys, Lumet and Pollock, and a pair of seriously weird Davids, horror director David Cronenberg and Blue Velvet director David Lynch. What kind of movies did the brash, cigar-chomping De Laurentiis actually like? It sometimes seemed there wasn't a kind he didn't like. The 1970s remake of King Kong was widely dismissed as commercial junk, as were some other potboilers De Laurentiis made after arriving in Hollywood: Charles Bronson shoot-em-ups, Stephen King horror flicks, the trashy plantation melodrama Mandingo. But the filmmaker never worried much what critics thought, as he told NPR in 2002.
The audience want to be attracted not by the critics. The audience want to be attracted by a great story. The audience, you must deliver to the audience emotion. When I say emotion, I mean suspense, drama, laugh.
And stars, lots of stars. In the 1950s, De Laurentiis paid top dollar to recruit some of America's brightest lights for his European epics: Henry Fonda and Audrey Hepburn for War and Peace, Kirk Douglas for Ulysses, and Anthony Quinn for a little Fellini oddity about traveling circus performers. Fellini's La Strada won the Best Foreign Film Oscar in 1957, and the following year, without so much as telling the director, De Laurentiis recut his Knights of Cabiria, the source material for the musical Sweet Charity. His version won Fellini another Oscar. By the early 1960s, the producer was working from his own studio in Rome, churning out 8 to 10 films a year, Italian ones for local distribution, and more ambitious international fare for world markets, including the battlefield drama Anzio with Robert Mitchum, and the sci-fi spoof Barbarella with Jane Fonda.
Pygor!
Don't be concerned, my child. You'll see him again soon enough.
In the 1970s, De Laurentiis moved to the U.S., first establishing a foothold with tense thrillers, Serpico, Death Wish, 3 Days of the Condor, then using the profits they earned to make prestige projects like Ragtime. But for every well-received movie, he seemed to make two trashier ones: Orca the Killer Whale, Hurricane, the science fiction disaster Dune. His successes allowed him to build a film studio in the Carolinas. His failures forced him to sell the studio so he could finance more pictures. Always, though, he was the same scrappy, cinema-crazed showman who'd scraped together every cent he had in 1940 to rent a flashy car and convince his first financial backer he had the moxie to make a movie. Brashness worked early on for Dino De Laurentiis, and it kept on working for more than 6 decades. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can see a slideshow of the filmmaker and images from some of his movies at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.